D.B. Cooper was 43 when we first heard his name. 47 miles away from where he fell down to his fame. But he told me that the hardest part wasn't really jumping out of the plane. It was spending the night watching them lights shine through the pouring rain. They had a man hunting that next morning like nothing I had ever seen. I was only 8 years old at the time, watching on the TV screen. They were saying he was never gonna make it now. Now the daylight had set in. But later that night, they were shining a light down on the mountain again. Not far away from the city of roses, they all watched those lights up through the rain for D.B. Cooper. Well, the cops blocked off all the exit roads and turned out all of the hounds. They even dragged the river up a couple of times to see if he had drowned. But with all of those men working overtime, well, I swore they would bring him down. But a parachute and a few hundred dollars is all that they've ever found. And not far away from the city of roses, they all watch those lights up through the rain. Now some people say that he died up there somewhere in the rain and the wind. Other people say that he got away, but then his girlfriend did him in. The lawmen say if he is out there someday, they're gonna drag him in. As for me, I hope they never see D.B. Cooper again. Not far away from the city of roses, a light shine through the house out in the rain. It was D.B. Cooper drinking champagne, drinking champagne.